Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's time. We have our listeners so well trained. Look at those lines. They're just going crazy. Hey, anybody want to go to our live secret show? We're doing it at Club Fugazi on Tuesday, which is Halloween this year, right around noon, like it's 11 to 1. You have to be over 21, but if you're calling number 97 right now, you win the tickets. 800-400-3697. If you've never listened to the secret show, if you're a prude or under 18, don't listen to it. It's not for you. But if you're a dirty little bird like we know you are, you're going to love it. Although we've really taken the swear count way down on The Secret Show. Don't you agree?
Oh, so much. And I'd like to continue that trend.
Yeah. That is a trend that we are enjoying.
The less bleeps, the better.
Yeah.
Unless,
of course,
than that, you guys.
There's a change of rules coming in the new year where someone says, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's not being aired.
It is for adults.
All we need is a disclaimer, yep, and you're good to go.
18 and up, please. Anyway, if there are bleeps to be had, you won't have to hear them if you're at our live secret show, that's for sure. So this is happening at Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon Theater.
Yeah.
That's Club Fugazi. Beach Blanket Babylon, San Francisco's hilarious pop culture musical review. It's the perfect night out with friends. Get tickets at beachblanketbabylon.com. So they're letting us use Club Fugazi that day, which is super exciting. I mean, the place is, you know, it's legend.
Our engineer just came back from there. He's like, oh my God, I love that place. What a fabulous theater.
Fantastic.
And they're really set up for what we're doing.
Right. And so we're serving some lunch over there. There's a cash bar. And when I say cash, I mean cash. There's no credit cards. Like, hit the ATM first. All kinds of door prizes plus our Halloween costume contest. And this is no joke, people. You can't believe some of the effort that's been put in the past. And we have some really good prizes to give away for this as well. We've got a trip for two to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with 3 days of lift tickets and two nights lodging, courtesy of the 2017 Warren Miller film Line of Descent. Plus things like a 40-inch HD smart TV, tickets for Beach Blanket Babylon, tickets into the San Francisco Dungeon, and so much more. So if you'd like to win, call now. Hooman is already counting through the lines. 800-400-3697. Caller 97 wins their way in. And this is all day. So now, next hour, all through the day until 4 o'clock. Every hour you'll have a chance to get in. All right, Vincent. Let's squeeze in some texts here.
Again, cash bar, everyone.
Yeah, cash.
Bring cash.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to borrow you a five spot.
That's not going to buy you anything anyway. This is San Francisco we're talking about.
Oh, right. We're not going to borrow you 10 bucks.
Right.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. It's the same number you're calling to win a contest. We get your texts, and here's where we read them back. 408 says, LOL, Sarah, did you find Dragnet? Bryn, I don't know what that means. Vinny screams, Dragnet!
I told him it was a TV show.
What was that, man?
Sorry, Bryn. I didn't mean to be way less than helpful there. I just...
Vinny goes, I was reading that text during the break, and he goes, that is like my character flaw. Like my girl, I say something to my girlfriend, she doesn't understand me, so I just say it slower and louder.
And then she gets mad, like, I'm going to punch you in the face if you condescend to me like that. I'm like,
She goes, yeah, I still don't know what it means. I'm looking for a further explanation. I'm not deaf. By the way, sorry I called your wife your girlfriend. That was my bad. Are you going to read some of those texts about your new wife and everything?
228 says, how about the football players put their money where their mouth is? Go into the communities, volunteer, help educate, and get involved. How does taking a knee help resolve the issues they are protesting? How many players have been arrested, thrown in jail, and in prison for a variety of illegal activities? 228. This is because Goodell, the commissioner, has now said they can take a knee. So I guess that was a conversation that was had this week between the owners and the players and the commissioner, and they're not going to tell them they have to stand or put that on before the players come out. So what I recommend to you is stop watching football, because if it's going to frustrate
you,
you just shouldn't participate in the sport. That's the only solution that's going to work for you.
Right. That's how you can exercise your right to free speech, by choosing not to watch that.
Did you see that story this morning that Eagles player Chris Long is donating his 2017 salary? It's a base salary. I think it's $1 million to charity.
Yeah. And listen, I don't know what everyone has done individually, but I definitely hear all the time about these people who set up foundations in their hometowns to try to help kids. And you don't know. And you don't get to call up other people for their charitable contributions. This is not about whether or not these people are charitable. It's whether or not these people choose to take a knee. Any of us. You know, it's...
I'm telling you, I
don't understand why people are so upset about it, frankly. I really don't. Oh, people who are exercising their right to free speech. I don't find that upsetting. But that's me. And maybe you're upset by what I'm saying.
Well, they probably are.
I'm sure they are.
If they're upset by the knee-taking, then they're upset by what you're saying.
Well, but I'm allowed to say it, though. That's the thing about Merca.
I would recommend you just skip the sport. That's the best way for you to not get agitated and pissed off.
Or join it 10 minutes in.
You can't tell people how to protest.
You're not missing anything in that first drive. Well, maybe you are. I don't know. Maybe there'll be some amazing kick return.
So the passes I won for the Halloween Secret Show are good for Dan's Secret Show birthday party too?
No, they're not.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
LOL.
Dan's birthday party is a private event. I just happen to be playing for a friend.
Oh, man. But you're going to... Live FaceTime.
Nope.
Hooman said he was.
Please don't, Hooman.
I'm not.
Where's all? We don't have much time, Vinny. Where's all those texts about your wife? Oh, yeah. And there were some texts about your you have a baby on the way? I didn't realize. Oh.
Popeye's spicy tenders are the best.
What incredible news.
Is that
we
true?
Got today.
It's not true.
We want the truth.
I just told you the truth.
What is it again?
Popeye spicy tenders.
That's not the truth. We're not.
Are that? Wait, where did that go? Are the best around?
Lost it.
Put it in your mouth.
We want the truth.
Just tell us.
What is the question?
The truth will set you free.
What is your question?
Your roommate pregnant, Christina?
She is not.
Are you married?
Is she your wife?
She is not.
I don't think that's
true. Did you get married? Do you have a marriage ceremony?
Do you
have a secret marriage ceremony?
You're asking me a question, I'm answering it, and you're just not believing my answer.
What is she listed as in your contacts?
What are you talking
about? What's her name in your contacts?
What's
that? Pull her up and let me have a look at
that. This is my private phone. You can't get in there.
Yeah, it rings sometimes when you're not in here.
Oh, this is what you're tripping on? My phone rang, or you saw a text come through?
No, I saw her name on your phone and went, oh, well, that's not her last name.
What does that mean?
It means you guys are married. You're married.
Cash mouth.
You should
damn
just come
you,
clean.
Hooman.
You should come
it
clean,
It takes so
Vinny.
Little effort to tell people what number...
I knew you were going to get to that.
Number caller
they
are.
That text comes through every day.
Please...
He's just trying to deflect. Let's
Please
face
do
it.
Your job instead of making a grunting noise and then hanging up on fans of the show.
What does that
it's
mean?
It's so frustrating. What does that mean?
So what does it mean that her name is not her name on your phone? It's more like
what does
your,
that mean?
It's more like your name. What does that mean?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it a nickname?
I think you do.
Is it a nickname?
It's not a nickname.
Hey, you.
What does that mean?
What just happened?
We're asking you a question.
We can handle the truth. We'll be fine with it. Oh, you are so lucky.
Once again, it's finally Thursday. And it's finally 9:15.
Finally.
It's time for the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to peak for the week. With our very own Hooman Khalili. And hands down, the best comedian in the world.
Oh, my goodness. Scott. Is Rudy here? Oh, Scott.
Kapoor.
Scott.
Oh.
So nice. Thanks.
That was incredible. That production.
Thank you.
Brilliant. I had no time.
Can't believe he just did that to me.
So mean.
That was all live, everyone.
He
did that live. Hey, one quick thing, everyone, before we get to the big movie review today. Guess what's coming to town, everyone?
The circus?
Hold on.
What?
It's coming to town.
Man on.
Man on
is coming. It's at the San Francisco Opera. But,
Manon.
The other thing that's coming to town is the Alameda Film Festival.
Ah!
What about the Thunder Down Under?
And that's not coming to town. No, it's not coming. Anyway, the Alameda Film Festival is November 3rd to the 12th.
10th to the 12th, actually.
All right, well.
Whatever.
There's a movie that I mentioned at the Mill Valley Film Festival, Fingerprints, the one about my friend Sarah Wasserman, about her bringing music to Haiti. Champagne. Anyway. That don't please. That movie is also going to be at the Alameda Film Festival. Scott, what's the website to the Alameda International Film Festival?
AlamedaFilmFest.com. And as it turns out, I'm doing a gig in Alameda tomorrow night.
You are.
At Phoenix.
Yeah, so Phoenix tomorrow night, and then on Saturday night, the Hop Dogma.
Hop Dogma in El Granada. But yeah, the film festival is great.
Thank you. All right, everyone. Here is your review of The Snowman. Starring Michael Fassbender, J.K. Simmons, and Val Kilmer. We'll get to him in a sec. So this film takes place in Norway, and Michael Fassbender is a drunk detective who investigates the disappearance of several women, usually when it's snowing. Scott, as you pointed out,
it's the truth. One of the detectives thinks that the falling snow is what makes this killer kill.
All right. Scott, as you pointed out last night, the Scandinavian folks like these.
They're not Scandinavian, they're Norwegian. Oh, God. Anyway, go on.
They like these murder mystery films like Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
They do, yeah.
Well, let's compare Snowman with Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Would you say, you know, they're both mystery, suspense, thriller type films. Would you say they're at the same level?
No. This film is garbage, and that tattoo film was good. So I'd say no.
So how was the pacing of the Snowman?
Oh, there's a lot of cars driving through the snow. It looked like a car ad. At three different times, Human turned to me and said, "Should we go?" It was just so slow. And all those murders, it's like, show me the killings. Give me some gore. The killing instrument is very unique and quick and snappy and kind of fashionable. Looks like he's putting a necklace around her neck. You're like, ooh, get her. She's going to go down the
road. And then what happens?
And then her head falls off. But you don't see that. And then a head winds up in a box. But by then it's too late because then it's just a pretty little girl's head in a box.
What percentage of the film was actually necessary for the plot?
3%.
3% of the film was only...
So many red herrings. So many things where Human turned to me and said, why is that in the movie? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't make it. There's this one point where this creepy guy in a beard wants... You think he's the killer, but then he just wants photos of girls' breasts. So they just bring girls in, and he just takes a picture of their... And then that lead-up, it took like 15 minutes, right? There's a huge party around it. You're waiting. Is there a murder? Is someone going to get killed? Is that drunk detective going to take his top off again? He's the sexiest thing in the film.
Well, let's talk about him for a second. I picked this film because it was a Michael Fassbender film, and I think he doesn't do bad movies until I saw this. Who describe his character, and did he, like... encapsulate the role? Was he convincing?
You know, he just walks around sort of drunk and falls asleep on the street, but then at one point he takes his shirt off and I'm like, oh yeah, that's what an aged drunk looks like. Yeah, sure. Right. Perfect body. And they have him turn so his waist looks teeny tiny. And he slips his shirt. The girls know how that works. And they have him turn and slip his shirt up and you see his beautiful back. You're like, no, this guy has no problems. There's no issues with this guy. No, he's all right.
Let's talk about the guy who stole the film. The guy who was bizarre, to say the least. I couldn't even... You leaned over to me and said, does this guy still act? Oh. Val Kilmer.
Oh, you guys,
seriously, he was in the film. How does he look?
He looks like he's fallen forward on his face about 20 times, and they try to rearrange his features. He looks like Mr. Potato Head, like they've moved his mouth around. I know.
Bad plastic surgery, or did he actually fall on his face?
That, all of the above. He tries to talk, and it sounds like he's chewing marbles. And I said to whom is it, have they dubbed him badly? And whom's like, they've dubbed him badly and edited this film horribly. He sounds like he's talking, and then when the camera focuses on him, he looks like he's about to fall forward again and damage his face again.
He's speaking English. This is a movie which is in the language of English, and they're dubbing him in English.
Yeah, that's how bad his speech patterns are.
They dubbed
Val Kilmer.
Yeah. Even though he's speaking English.
And it's an English-speaking film.
And they actually felt that they had to put... So they couldn't just recut those parts and dub them in.
I think he's not functioning very well, maybe.
I thought he had throat cancer, didn't he?
He had what?
He did have something.
Oh, maybe
he's
missing his
tongue?
Instrument.
Do you think he's missing his tongue?
Properly.
Couldn't they just have overdubbed it?
Or get a different actor? Why? He's only in it for like a few minutes. And the scenes he is in, they're not integral to the plot. And then Human's like... Where'd the character go?
I think he just walks off of the set. Scott has a theory of what happens to him.
His corpse reappears with his, but he's missing his head, so you can't really tell.
I don't think that was him.
I think it was him.
I talked to the movie studio people and I said, "What happened to Val?" They said he just left the film. Like
maybe they meant at the opening. On opening night, he just got up and walked out. Maybe that's what they meant.
So they just stopped shooting that part of it?
Yeah, it's just that. It just
what happened to Iceman?
You mean Snowman?
No,
I mean Iceman.
Oh, because he was, I get it. He was Iceman and Top Gun. I get it. Snowman.
Not just that. Wasn't he in that? Didn't he play the door? He was in The Doors. Wasn't that?
He was. He was fantastic.
So hot in that movie. Remember all, I mean, when the mighty.
He was Batman, for God's sake.
When the mighty fall, they fall really hard on their face. It's lucky that I've never really been great looking or had a great career, because when I crumble, no one really missed me. But man, Val Kilmer.
Why did he take a bath? I don't understand why
they
took
him a bath.
Yeah, they do. They
should. That's fun.
Yeah,
but all of a sudden he's taking a bath. He puts on his robe and he looks to his left and there's a folder, and then that's the whole scene.
No, that's when he gets. That's when he gets kidnapped and he has.
Oh, he got kidnapped.
I guess.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you guys see this movie?
We did.
I don't know. We don't know what happened. That's the whole thing. If you see this movie, tell us what happens to Val Kilmer.
Explain the film to us, please.
So no one is going to see this movie based on this review.
This film is a suspense thriller. Mm-hmm. How often were you actually surprised by the plot twists?
I saw every scene, three scenes before they happened. I knew when that snowball was going to hit that window. I knew that woman was sitting in that room, the first one killed, and then you'll see her head for like an hour and a half. That's a long time to wait for a head. And by then you're like, I'm bored with the head now. Get the head out of the box and throw it away. She's sitting in a room by herself, and a snowball hits the window, and I'm like, I know that's going to happen. And what happened to her daughter anyway? She was adorable, set up as a character, thought she was a main character film. Then she disappears too. I mean, is she dead? Is her head going to be in a box? Is a snowball going to hit her window? It's tedium. Total tedium.
It sounds absolutely horrible.
Is there anything you liked about the film?
I thought the scenery was beautiful. But I love Norway. And I've been to Bergen and Oslo many times, both cities it was filmed
in. Did they capture that?
They did. Bergen looked beautiful. It's beautiful. It really is. But that's nice, like a car ad for about 5 minutes. And then after that, you're like, head in a box, please.
How was the opening of the film with the kid and the guy smacking the woman around?
Again, what's the point? Why was he hitting his mother onto the floor? And why did she drown herself? Why was she chasing?
That's the whole movie.
That's it.
Sum it all up. Let me just say this. The Snowman is not scary. It's not suspenseful. It's so poorly edited. It's so slow. The end with Michael Fassbender was so ridiculous. All the critics were sitting around us, and they all started laughing. Supposed to be the most suspenseful part of the film.
People did laugh a couple times.
And they're like,
oh, no, that's not good news.
When he went out in the snow, went, I'm ready!
Boom!
Yeah.
The only thing in the film that sucks you in is Val Kilmer. His weirdness was the only thing I was kind of looking forward to, because
they had to subtitle him.
Yeah. But everyone was speaking in English accents, like British accents, which is weird too, because I guess British people are evil. I don't know. It's really weird, isn't it?
Right. So that was the only thing, because every time Val came on, me and Scott like leaned in and we're like, oh my God, there he is again. Mm-hmm. And what happened to his face?
Oh, why does he look like Liza Minnelli?
I'm going to give this film one Persian rug for Val. Val saved the movie in my mind.
I'm going to give it...
give it a sum it all up, like your thoughts.
Oh, and summing it all up, I'd say go to Norway, don't see the film. And I'm giving it a half of a fjord, of a Norwegian fjord for that.
Was a movie.
Yeah, because it was a movie and I saw the pretty fjords. That's all they get. All right. One half of them.
Well, wonderful job, you guys. Don't forget that tomorrow you are going to be in Alameda at the Phoenix.
Yeah.
Scott Kapur will be performing Saturday night in El Granada at the Hop Dogma. Yeah. It's wonderful to see you twice in 1 week. Amazing.
I know. It's great.
Next.
You know what? Yes, I'll stay for the secret show.
No, we don't. It's okay.
No, it's fine.
It's fine. We're just going to do one. We have a lot of catching up to do.
I can't wait. I'll see you
next.
Not necessary.
This week, everyone, we'll be bringing our dear friend Rudy back.
Oh, our friend Rudy.
For the movie Suburbicon.
All right, that'll be great. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks again to Scott Kapur for coming by to do the movie review today.
Those guys saved me some money. I was just about to go to see that movie called The Snowman.
Sounds horrible, doesn't it?
People love the movie review. They were texting it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was, it just sounds like it was just a nightmare. And for Hooman to be like, you want to leave? Should we go?
Three times.
Yeah. usually doesn't he just go to sleep in those movies?
Right.
Well, anyway.
It's clear that Hooman loves Rudy more than Scott, because he posts a picture last night of Scott and him at the movie.
Yeah.
And he posts a picture last movie review of him and Rudy at the movie. And with Rudy, he's like right up on him and in
like
love.
Like humping his leg.
And with Scott, he's like 2 feet away. Like the body language says it all.
Oh, funny.
You can see it by looking at. Is that on Alice or does he do that
on
Human TV?
I think that's on Alice. That's on Alice.
Okay, so those are on Alice973's Instagram.
Well, he also did a bunch of, I don't know if he put stuff up on his Instagram stories, but last week with Rudy, he had all kinds of, you know, those long stories and,
oh, yeah.
and talking about.
I think those were on
like
his.
Giggling.
Yeah, oh, they were right, having a good old time. Ooh, right, Human. Mm-hmm.
Poke me in the ribs again.
Well, anyway, Scott was here and now he's gone. We spared you from two in a row on the Secret Show. You are welcome. Rudy is going to be back next week, our friend Rudy. Not only is he doing a movie review next week, but he's going to join us for our live Secret Show that we're doing. Keep it here because all day long there's chances for you to win your way in. It's at Club Fugazi and you got to be over 21, but there are lots of chances. And be caller number 97, so there's some hoops you got to jump through, including aging fast enough. To be 21. But the tickets are all day today and tomorrow. Are we doing these next week too, or is it just this week?
I believe we are going to do them next week. I don't know about the whole station, but our
we'll
have some more.
Okay, perfect. So we are going to go cut a Secret Show, and you can find that around noon at RadioAlice.com. Have a great day, and the next time we talk to you, it's going to be Friday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.